Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Texas today, the electrical grid is still groaning under the weight of treacherous winter weather. Millions of people in Texas spent last night in the dark and in the cold. Doctors are worried that more could suffer from hypothermia if the power outages continue. And now it's not just Texas. More than a dozen other states are bracing for rolling blackouts to help preserve the weakened grid. Joining us now is Lanny Nickel. He's Executive Vice President for Southwest Power Pool, which manages much of the grid in the central part of the country. And Lanny, I have heard you say that in your history as grid operator, you have never seen anything like this. Tell me about the rolling blackouts you've ordered beyond Texas and your messages to utilities in those states.
You bet. And the term blackouts has a really negative connotation, and I certainly do not want to trivialize the situation we're in. We prefer to call those interrupted service conditions. And when we get to the point, which is exactly where we've been, at least for certain periods of time throughout Monday and Tuesday of this week, where the resources, the supply that we have available after we've done everything we can do to turn those generators on and to use them to the fullest extent that we can, if demand exceeds that supply, we have no choice but to interrupt back to the point to where demand equals supply.
Well, no matter whether you call them blackouts or service disruptions, I mean, there are millions of people around the country who are depending on this system to work. I mean, in Nebraska, people woke up today and it was 31 degrees below zero. This is life or death. What can you tell those people about when this situation will be back to normal, to the way it should be?
So far today, things are looking better. We could certainly be right back into the situation because there's so many factors that play into these decisions that impact us that are really in some cases outside our control. What we are trying to do is to proactively manage the situation so that we don't lose control of the grid. If we lose control of the grid, then the outages that would occur as a result of the system taking over and doing its own thing to protect itself could be much longer, could be much severe, and could impact many, many more people. And that is the last thing we want to see happen. While it's not fun, it's not comfortable, at least it's better than experiencing the results of what could happen in an uncontrolled fashion.
Well, I do appreciate the fact that the job is daunting, though there are many people in Texas and across the middle of the country who probably feel that there are things that are within your control that maybe could have been done before this storm hit the country. For instance, one of the major problems we know is that the supply of natural gas has faced tremendous pressure as the wells and pipelines in that region have frozen up. I mean, is there something that grid operators could have done better because they relied too much on a single source of energy, for instance?
You know, at this point in time, I can't tell you what we could have done differently because, you know, whether that's gas, whether that's wind, whether it's solar, whether it's coal, we have absolutely no input regarding the decisions about the nature of the generating plants that do get built. We just simply have to use what's made available to us, and we do direct that any and all resources that can operate, that they do operate. You know, the interruptions of service is a last resort, and we will continue to make sure that we do everything we can before we interrupt load.
Several times I've heard you hint at some dark alternatives that could be happening here if the problem isn't handled correctly. What do you mean? What are you saying? How bad could this get?
All I can do is refer you to situations in the past where events weren't controlled. I recall the blackout in the northeastern part of the United States that occurred in 2003. Now that was a different situation. It had nothing to do with cold weather, but it wasn't controlled, and the system began to separate because the individual elements of the system are designed to protect themselves whenever overloaded equipment begins to occur. And so, I mean, that affected millions of people. And they were without power for days. And, you know, the cost was really extreme. And that's what we don't want to have happen. I can tell you that if we didn't curtail the 641 megawatts or 1.5% of our customer base Monday and 6.5% on Tuesday, we would have seen frequency excursions that would have caused generators to begin to trip offline. And I can't tell you when it would have stopped.
Lanny Nickel, Executive Vice President for Southwest Power Pool, which operates the power grid for 14 states in the middle of the country. Lanny, you've got a lot on your hands, so thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet. Thank you very much, Peter.